today, Baha'is all over Devon are celebrating the anniversary of the birth of the founder of their faith, Baha'u'llah, who was born in Persia 196 years ago. I suppose today is the Baha'i equivalent of Christmas, although I should say, just in case any of my work colleagues are listening in and beginning to feel hopeful, that it's not the Baha'i festival where presents are exchanged. The birth of a manifestation of God is definitely worth celebrating. Yesterday, Orazu was talking about how we get our understanding of God through the founders of his faiths. What an amazing gift to be given. Someone who connects us to the Creator and gives us guidance for the days in which we live. Baha'u'llah gave us a moving description of the wonder of the coming of a manifestation of God when he spoke of Jesus in the following words. We testify that when he came into the world, he shed the splendor of his glory upon all created things. Through him, the leper recovered from the leprosy of perversity and ignorance. Through him, the unchaste and wayward were healed. Through his power, born of Almighty God, the eyes of the blind were opened and the soul of the sinner sanctified. Baha'u'llah also tells us that the fundamental purpose animating the faith of God and his religion is to safeguard the interests and promote the unity of the human race and to foster the spirit of love and fellowship amongst men. I'm sure that all Baha'is are going to be fostering the spirit of love through food and fellowship in their festivities for Baha'u'llah's birthday. If you don't yet know any Baha'is well enough to be invited to a party, you've got 12 months to put that right, because the thing about birthdays is they come round every year.